Welcome to E-commerce Explained, the podcast that'll help you to start, launch, and grow your own successful online store. My name is Warwick Hearns, and I'm South Africa's e-commerce expert. Back in 2010, I founded the award-winning online store Action Gear, and I grew that business from zero to doing over 20 million rand in annual revenue back in 2017, when I sold the business so that I could dedicate myself to helping South African online entrepreneurs just like you to avoid the pitfalls which I had to overcome so that you can achieve more success online faster. I'm really excited that you're listening to this, and I look forward to having you on this journey with me, where I'm going to show you how to get your online store started, grow your sales with the best digital marketing methods, and scale your business to bring about more and more success. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast and leave us a review with your thoughts. Let's get into this. As with anybody in any particular profession, you very quickly develop a sharp eye for looking out for things in your industry that are wrong. Just like a doctor might be able to look at a person across the room and say, that person is not healthy. Or the same way that a car mechanic would spot a car going by that's billowing exhaust fumes or has a dent in the side. It's just the way that your brain works, that you start to think about and see more of what you pay attention to. And it's no different with me when it comes to e-commerce. And as I browse the internet, whenever I'm shopping for myself, visiting my students' websites, or just looking around at e-commerce websites in general, there are very specific mistakes that I see people making again and again. And there's a very particular mistake which I see so often, and it's one of the most important mistakes or biggest things that I see people doing so often, where it is literally losing them money. And I see it so often that I thought, I absolutely have to create some content around this in terms of a podcast. And I've even gone so far as to write up a webinar, which I'm going to be hosting in the next few days, and I'll share information about that in the show notes where you can book a spot, and I'll talk about it at the end. But really, what that webinar is about is improving your site on ways that you can make changes to your site now, which means that you will get more sales from your visitors. It's conversion rate optimization. It's all the best stuff when it comes to e-commerce. It's my favorite topic to talk about, to be honest. But when I talk about that topic, you'll often hear me say, I'll say it in the webinar coming up, and I'll say it again here, that the most important mistake that people are making is one that far too many people are making. And what is that mistake? Well, I want to explain it by means of explaining the mental process that a customer has when they visit your website for the first time, or when they come back for the second, third, or fourth, or fifth time. All of those times when they come into your site, they are looking for a product to buy. They've visited your site because they have found your site through social media, through marketing, or organic rankings on Google, because your website has a product which they are potentially interested in buying. Now, when they're looking at this product, you've got to give them all the right information, and you've got to show them the right images, and you've got to do all of the stuff that is going to help them to make that purchasing decision. But when they've found a product which they are now thinking about buying, between the time that they click the add to cart and the pay button, there's something that runs through their mind. And this brings up the topic that I want to talk about today, about this biggest mistake that I see people making. Because when they've come to your site and they've decided that they want to get something from you, that they want to buy this product, the next thing that they want to know before they check out is, how much is it going to cost for them to receive it, and how long is that delivery going to take? And this right here is the mistake that I see on far too many websites. It happens all the time. I see it everywhere, that the shipping information is not proactively displayed on a website. And by proactively displayed, I don't mean let the customer add something to their cart, go through the checkout process, type in their delivery details, and then show them that they're going to pay 100 rand delivery. No, no, no. That is the best way to lose sales. What I want people to be doing is to be proactively showing the delivery information. Because as somebody comes to your site, they've browsed through the website, they've done their product research, and now they are on the brink, on the cusp of giving you their money. But they need to know, how long is it going to take to receive it, and how much are they going to pay? Is it free delivery? Do you charge for delivery? If you charge, how much do you charge? Is it 50 bucks, 100 bucks? Is this more? Well, they need to know this, because this directly impacts whether or not they are going to make this purchase with you. Now, for interest's sake, there's actually another step in this mental process, which I'll share towards the end of this episode here, and it probably won't be a long one. But when it comes time to making that purchasing decision, you have to proactively display the shipping information. And the best way for you to do this, in my opinion, I love it when websites use the announcement bar. You know, there's like that thin strip of space at the top of your website. Many Shopify themes and WordPress themes also have an announcement bar built in. And you can use that to display a message across your entire website. It's an announcement. And that bar is absolutely the best place to display your shipping information, to tell customers that you offer free delivery on orders over $500 or $700 or $1,000, whichever level they get free delivery, tell them about it. And also importantly, make that announcement bar click through to your shipping information, because people will oh so often, they will go and read about your return policy, the length of time it's gonna take. Maybe you offer longer periods of time or more cost for people that live in outlying areas. They want to know this, and you have to proactively give them that information, or else you are going to be losing sales. I see this on so many sites. Heck, I have left websites because I can't find the shipping information and I want to buy something. I want to give you my money, but I don't know how long it's going to take for me to get it. And I don't know if you're offering me free shipping or not. And heck, I don't want to go through all of your terms and conditions or trawl through your website to maybe find your information that you should be showing to me. You need to show it to people. So the announcement bar at the top of your website is the number one place to be showing off your shipping information. Tell them the free shipping value, let it click through to your shipping information. On the shipping information page, put this info at the top of the page. Don't let people scroll through the website or through this web page to find the information that they want to find. This is what they want to know. When somebody goes to your shipping information page, they want to know how much is it going to cost, how long is it going to take. Simple. Put that information at the top. The next thing I want you to do is make sure that your footer also clearly highlights a link through to the shipping information policy. Because here again, people need to click it, and often users will scroll to the bottom of your site because they want to read it, they want to see it. I see it so often where it's just not proactively displayed. Not only that, but also you have to go and add something to the cart, start checking out, type out all of your details, only to then be told that you need to pay shipping. Man, you are losing sales if you're doing it like that. And I know that I have abandoned my orders in the past because of that exact process. But you know, there's another added benefit. I said and I suggested that you should be using the announcement bar at the top of your website to show the free shipping value. But there's actually another reason for doing that, because the free shipping value is a way for you to increase your average order values on a very deep psychological level. It's because customers want free shipping. So if somebody has an item in their shopping cart or they're looking to buy a product and that product is 450 Rand, if you display to them that you offer free delivery on orders over $500, what do you think they're gonna do? They are gonna search your website. They are gonna trawl for low value, cheap things that they might want for themselves, because if they can buy something for an extra $50, an extra $100, then they're gonna get free shipping. And in their mind, for them, it's effectively free. But for you, it increases your average order value. And when you increase your average order value across all of your orders, then your website sales go up immediately without having to bring extra traffic to your website. And it's a wonderful way to increase your sales without extra marketing spend. Now, I did say that there was another step in the psychological process of somebody making a purchase of your website. So what is that, Warwick? Well, the first step was really when they come to your site and they are looking for a product to buy. Step number two is they need to know. They don't just want to know. They need to know the shipping information. How long is it going to take? How much is it going to cost? You've got to show them that information. And now there's one last thing that they need to decide and figure out and understand if they are going to actually give you their money. And that thing is whether or not they trust your website. Do they trust your website, your business enough to put their credit card details into the site? And this is so important. And often, when they shop with you, often customers haven't visited your website before. Most of your customers will be first-time customers. They don't know you. They don't know your brand. Maybe they follow you online, but maybe they don't. And you need to put trust factors into the site. Those trust factors are things like trust badges in the footer. It's like putting the Visa and MasterCard logo in the footer of the website to say who's going to process your payments, to put your privacy policy there, to make sure that you are matching up with all the POPI agreements and all the requirements of the Poppy Act. But there's one page in particular. Like, if I had to do an 80-20 analysis of how to build trust on a website, this is a tip that I share with our premium students inside of our premium training Next Level. I say to them that if you want to build trust on your site, the one place that is the most important on your website to build trust, it's the About Us page. The About Us page is where customers click when they are thinking, do I trust this website or not? What do? They want to read about you. They click on the About Us. And this is where you can make or break your sale once again. Because yes, they found something that they want, and now you have shown them the shipping information, but do they trust you or not? That question is answered in the About Us page. And that information that you need to add to the About Us page is personal information. It's information about you and your team. If you don't mind sharing, and I'd strongly encourage you to do so, add some pictures of you, your team, if you have one, your premises, if you have one, and maybe your hobbies or what you do when you're using the products that you sell. Put all of those pictures on the About Us page. Put your personality there. Put your name there. Put your face there so that when somebody looks at this page, they immediately do trust that they're not just dealing with some random website on the internet. They trust that they're dealing with you and your business. And then they will go through the checkout process. They will type out those magical credit card numbers and they will click pay, and you would have got the sale. But if you don't have the trust, you've lost the sale. But most importantly, and the number one mistake I see website owners making time and time again, is not proactively displaying the shipping information. If you haven't done this as yet, please go right now and update it, and you will see a positive benefit in your conversion rate. Now, that conversion rate is obviously the number of sales that you're getting from the number of visitors that you have. It's a percentage. And when you make changes like the one I've suggested to you today, then your conversion rate will improve. And when it improves, it doesn't just improve today. That improvement stays with you, and you will see an increase in sales long into the future. And there is so much awesome stuff to talk about when it comes to conversion rate optimization, and I'm doing a webinar about it. Depending when you're listening to this episode, that webinar is coming up on April 19th. So in the show notes for this podcast episode, there is a link which you can click to go and book yourself a free ticket if you are listening to this episode soon after it's come out. Go and book your seat and join me for that free webinar where I'm going to be sharing many more tips about how to optimize your website for conversions, like improving your shopping information, like building trust on your website. And there is so much more that I've got to share on this topic. I said it earlier, conversion rate optimization is my favorite topic to talk about. And I do that because it is the best way to get more sales from your website without spending more money on marketing, without getting more traffic, more visitors. You can literally take the visitors that are currently coming to your site and you can get more sales. You can make more money. And that is what I did in my businesses to grow it to over 20 million rand in sales in a year. And you can do exactly the same thing. So click that link in the show notes and join me for that webinar happening April 19th. It's free to join and it's going to help you to grow your sales without spending more money on marketing and any fancy digital marketing strategies. It is the core principles of e-commerce, and you need to know this. If you have a website, if you are selling online, then this is for you. So I hope to see you guys in that webinar, otherwise on the next upcoming podcast episode. Cheers for now. Thank you for listening to this episode. I'm excited to have you along on this journey with me, and I wish you all the best with implementing this information in your own online store. If you'd like to access my free range of e-commerce strategies, tools, and mini courses that have helped thousands of South African entrepreneurs just like you, then be sure to visit insaka.co.za/free. I'm looking forward to chatting to you in the next episode. Till then, take care.